I do want to let you know that next Saturday, I am thoroughly, thoroughly excited to have Royal Diamond Alan Rako with us. He is a young buck like myself, background as a professional tennis coach. I think it's tennis coach. And dabbled in real estate and investments and that kind of thing. And introduced to Nikan and immediately saw the value of it from a business perspective. And well, he'll share his story. But brand new Royal Diamond as a result of Nikan's new compensation plan change. So we're going to spend some time talking about that, the value of that, for those of us who have been in a while, what it takes to meet the requirements. But those of us who are, you know, maybe a silver, what does this mean to us, to, and why did Nikan do this? And then Alan's also going to share his personal feelings on the value of edifying people and utilizing three-way calling. And for some of us, we're still scared to death of that, and it just terrifies us. I did several three-way calls this week, and they were so much fun. And then to the other step, knowing I was going to be traveling, called my folks, my sponsors, and said, hey, I need you to call this person, because there's no way that between your schedule and mine that we could connect all three of us. And that works too. And, so anyway, Alan will be talking about that. 2 weeks from today, we have Dr. Robin Eckholm back with us again. And if you want to get a little, foretaste of that, go on YouTube. Type in Dr. Robin, R-O-B-I-N, like the bird, and then Eckholm, E-K-H-O-L-M. Again, E-K, E as in Edward, K as in kangaroo, H-O-L-M is her last name. And the when you type that in on the search on YouTube, the third video that pops up or that you'll see is a six-minute overview of Dr. Robin's story. And she will be coming back with us. She was on the program a few weeks ago now. And the whole focus, 2 weeks from now, is we're calling it Stump the Doc. And we may do this, once every, you know, couple months or whatever. We haven't decided yet. But, Robin was gracious enough to, do this. And this is for, those of us who might be a little analytical. That say, man, I wonder if the products would work for this, or would Nikan's solutions really be able to help my friend? Well, these are the questions that we want you to ask. And the line will be open, or you can email them to me in advance if you don't feel comfortable asking it on the call. Whatever you want to do. But, the idea is that from Dr. Robin's background, in medicine, she's been now with Nikan for goodness, 10, 12 years or so, Let's talk about how these solutions impact the body. And, you know, if you've got this case, what would you recommend? And it just will help educate all the rest of us on some of the simple ways to make that happen. So that's what we've got on tap for the next 2 weeks. And I think that's it. So I will bid you guys farewell. Have a great weekend. And I'm going to come back in a couple seconds and open up the line. But as far as the recording goes, I think that's it for announcements. And so have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye. Okay, well, like I said,
all callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Okay, I don't know. I'm trying to remember if you guys can hear the, as I call her, the sexy voice operator there, the computer voice. That said, all callers are muted. It can, you know, mute their line by pushing *6. So as we try to do it for the next few minutes here, as I mentioned earlier this morning, I do have a board meeting to go to in a little over an hour, so I do need to get out of my sleeping attire. And I actually slept for 8 hours last night, or almost 8 hours. I haven't done that in forever. It was such a nice experience. But if you've got a question or a comment, you can hit *6 on your phone line, and that'll demute you, and you'll be on the call live. And I know what, there was one other announcement, and Steve, you don't have to include this on the recording, or you can if you want to. But there has been a tweak in the Jade Greenzyme's packets. Okay, two tweaks, if I can call it that. Not two tweets, but two tweaks. And that is the packaging itself is different. There's no longer at one end a pleated, you know, little, you know, dotted line that says tear here. I don't even know if it says tear here. I think it just has the pleated line. That is no longer in the packaging. I don't know why. Okay, I wish I did. I didn't get a chance to email Dave Bulger or Gerald Meyer this week or pick up the phone and call him. I have no idea why there's a packaging change. I don't know if they're using a different manufacturer for this package or what. Don't know. Not sure why. However, with that, it's just as simple. If you're at home or if you're on the go and you don't have a little pair of scissors, you can open it. It's a little more challenging, but just be careful so you don't end up, you know, exploding Jade Greenzymes all over the place. But what I do is to make it easier. Before Nikon had those pleated ends on the packet, before I left home, I would actually grab a pair of scissors, cut the end of the packet off, roll it down a couple folds, and then put one of those little black office paper clips on it. And we have, I buy those in the box because we use them all the time for, you know, if you don't eat everything out of a package, we'll just roll it down and put that clip on it. But I use that for Jade. They're great for tossing in your pocket that way or in your purse. And as long as you've got that clip on it and you fold the two, you know, clip tabs back down, it works perfectly fine. I've never cut a hole in a pair of jeans or pants or anything like that. So that's what I'd recommend to remedy that. The other tweak of the product is the structure of it, and the flavor is uniquely different. So if you are a Jade Greenzyme user out of the jar and you haven't had any packets, or if and when you introduce somebody to the Nikon Vital Day Pack and they order it and they say, man, this Jade is not the way that you described it or that sample you gave me at your house. This tastes a lot different. If that's the case, the simple remedy, okay, and Lord forbid I create a mass hysteria, but get an RMA and send it back. Okay, it's that easy. Don't sit and complain and whine and, you know, you'd be frustrated or why did they change it. Just send it back. Okay, it's that simple. You pick up the phone, you dial 800-669-8859 or 1-800-6-NIKEN and hit option number 4. Give them your ID number, go through the protocol and say, I need to get an RMA because this product is definitely not what I wanted. And they'll give you an RMA number. Of course, you do have to pay the shipping back, which put it in a small box. It's going to run you $5-6 at the post office. I know it's a pain. I've been doing it for years. 20 years as a wellness consultant, I've sent quite a few items back. And if there is, in fact, a bad batch, then Nikon will take care of it. We saw this a year ago with the waterfall, with the O-rings that were not sealing tight and they had major leaks. So anyway, just want to bring that to your attention. Will Nikon recall them? I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I've talked to several people who said, yeah, Vance, I just couldn't stomach the difference. Whereas other people, as Gene Brock shared with me earlier this morning, that said, Vance, I just use it in my shakes. I put it with my Vital Balance and, you know, I can't really taste it in there. So it works fantastic. So to each his own on that. I just want to bring you a heads up. So if you get a box of the Jade Greenzyme stick, and this has been going on for about the last 2-3 weeks that people have been discovering it. So easy solution. You don't like it, get an RMA, send it back. And hopefully the replacement will be better. And if not, we'll send that back and say, okay, look, this isn't working. I need to get it. You know, are you guys doing anything about this? Because I do travel and I can't take the whole jar with me because it's a little bit too big. And I don't have a solution for getting it, you know, from the jar and the little baggies because that's a disaster waiting to happen there. But it'll work itself out. I'm confident. We've been down this road before and they always have a way to work themselves out. So that's the only other announcement I have. I think I was pretty clear on who's coming up on tap, and yeah. So any questions, comments, all you gotta do is hit *6 on your line, and then if I could, before the first person asks a question or makes a comment, if I can remind folks, you may not think your question or your comment is really of the nature that anybody else would benefit. Well, I beg to differ. Because if you're asking a question or making a comment, there's probably several other people that want to hear or that could benefit from it. So don't be shy and be selfish.
Is it only the sticks or is it also the jar?
Go ahead. I got somebody on the line, but I...
Is it only the sticks that have the unusual taste, or is it the jar of the jade also?
It's, Nancy, as far as I know, it's only in the sticks.
Okay, thanks.
Instead of being jade green dimes, they're more of a jade brown dimes.
Ooh.
Is that...
I mean, green is unpleasant for people to look at in a shake, I know, so maybe, I don't know. Thank you.
I knew that to the reaction of, you know, I think it's just a slightly different green, and it's more of a granular form.
Mm.
So I have a gal that just ordered Vital Day Pack, and she hasn't said anything of it, but maybe she hasn't opened hers yet. I do not know. I need to find that out from her. But yeah, it's only in the sticks at this point, because if it was in the jar, the jade green diamonds, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this or not, guys and gals, sorry, I'm not trying to be condescending when I say you guys, or, dang, I'm in Texas, maybe I should talk like a Texan, right? Don't know if y'all have discovered this yet, but, anyways, sorry, that's not condescending either, but, the jades, I don't know if you all are aware of this, but the jade green diamonds are still Negan's number one selling nutritional product, and have been for years. So I can guarantee you that if it comes into the jars, that there is going to be a drastic change. You'll hear an uproar, because as Jack Clark shared a few weeks ago, that was the main component of him going through the proton therapy to get himself free and clean with prostate cancer. It was the jade green diamonds and the immunity. And if any of you missed that call or missed him sharing his story about overcoming prostate cancer for the second time, and he has a clean, 100% clean bill of health, you've got to check that out. And I didn't make that announcement, by the way. It's SaturdayAMLive.com. It's where all the recordings are, but I think most of you know that. Comments, questions?
Hey, Nance, this is Lisa back home.
Good. Yeah, I didn't catch the name and the website that you asked us to go on to.
For what?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember. I missed it. I feel so dumb. The focus...
I got the focus one.
This is a person.
Oh, you mean Dennis and Ruth's website, ybhurton.biz?
I got that one.
Okay,
this is somebody else, and you said to go on there and... it was a person. I can't think of it.
Oh, what else did I talk about? I'm trying to remember.
It's like the name of the person, so...
Robin Elkhorn.
I've only had jades and immunity so far today. I haven't even eaten yet. So my brain's a little bit weak as well. It's on YouTube. If you want to take a great, and I would recommend writing this down and using this as a resource, it's a great leverage tool. On YouTube, if you're familiar with that, most people are up in the box where you can type in this or something that's on that website or using that service. Dr. Robin, like the bird, Robin, R-O-B-I-N.
Yeah.
And that's E-K-H-O-L-M. E as in Edward, K as in kangaroo, H as in happy, O-L-M.
Okay, that's where we need to go. All right, thank you very much. My mind just didn't click fast enough, so thank you very much.
No, you don't have to apologize. You're very welcome, because I rattle through so much information so fast that I can't even keep track of what I'm saying. So, but I will be the first to say I'm not as fast as Rick Murphy. So, I mean, he's fast.
Bill from Winnipeg.
Good morning, Bill.
Hi.
Your Jay Greenzyme's comments. We just talked to somebody just recently here in Winnipeg that had a jar of the Jay Greenzyme's that was had this different taste and color after it was put in water.
Oh, really?
She sent it back, and she got back the same bottle. The same thing happened. And so that some of the jars are affected. I just tried some from a new jar just now when you were talking about it, because I usually take it in a shake, but I don't notice. But I didn't have any bad effects with it.
Okay, so you didn't grow a third ear out your neck or anything like that?
Pardon me?
You didn't grow a third ear out your neck?
No, of course not.
That's the best I could come up with to try and be silly again. Well, that's good news then, Bill. If you're saying the jar you just opened, and I'm guessing that just came on a recent auto show?
That's right. Yeah, just brand new. And it tasted pretty pure and green. It didn't change to a yellowish tint, which was happening.
So there wasn't a nuclear reaction taking place there in your kitchen?
Of course not. It's still the same. I still have the same high level of energy.
Okay. Thank you, Bill, for sharing that, because that means that it's not just limited to the sticks, and it could very well be one of the. I don't know if you if everybody remembers back when. Has it been 2 years now since the nuclear plant meltdown in Japan? Somebody that's more news on top of that. I think it's been 2 years. I think we just hit, or maybe it was been 1 year. But right after that happened, there was a valid concern because the barley, the organic barley for our Jade Greenzymes, is grown in Japan on 100% certified organic fields that don't have any other fields in the area that are not organic as well that go through the scrutiny. And Japan's organic certification is a little bit more stringent than it is here in the States, just so you guys know that. It's way, way higher caliber. And anyhow, there was some valid concern for that. I had people even outside of Nikken when I said that, you know, we're a Japanese company. They said, oh, do you guys have nutritionals? And are they impacted from the nuclear? I said, no. But on a call that I was on, this would have been a long time ago now, that question was addressed. Well, will that affect these fields? Will that affect the raw material? And a couple things were shared. Number one, they said no. Because this area of Japan, even though it's a small country, this area of Japan is not anywhere near the winds will, there's no way that, you know, the winds could pick up, you know, any of the fallout or anything and bring it over to these fields. And they said, and we go through the testing every single month to ensure that everything is still pure and clean. And they said, and besides that, we have right now in the warehouse where it's already been processed enough of the raw material. I want to say they said a 2-year supply of the powder had already been refined and it, you know, had been dried out, and that's what they had. That was besides what had already been packaged in the sticks and the jar. So here's my thought real quick, is that maybe some of those barrels of the raw material, the powder, the drums, or however they store it, maybe they got tainted or something. Maybe, who knows? Or maybe one got open and it didn't have the proper sealing. And I'm not sure. So, you know, I don't want to cause and be the one to cause a big hysteria. I just want you to be honest. And if you get something that's a little bit skewed, because we've had that over the years. I've had the, not the True Elements, but the Swiss Soul Flower. The lotion, the face lotion. I opened up a bottle of it once, and it was what do you call it, sour or rotten? And I got an RMA and got it replaced, and there was no reason for it to be. But I mean, literally, when I put it on my face got on fire. I thought, well, that's not how I want to wake up in the morning doing that routine. So it's a simple fix. You get an RMA. Yes, you do have to pay for postage to get it back to Nikken. at least they make it right, and postage is not that expensive, and if you want, I don't know if they actually made that, no, I'm not even going to go there. So, got 5 minutes left. Any other questions or comments?
Hi, this is Manichong. I really want to pay homage to the Jay Guenzhang. I was ill with trigeminal neuralgia. I couldn't eat. I vomited, and I have acid reflux. And after talking with Madeline Zurowski, and we tried to come up with some foods that I like to eat, and then she mentioned, what about Jay Guenzhang? I said, oh, no, I cannot do that. However, before I got sick, I like it to be on the Negan's meal replacement. So she said, why don't you do it? Do it. I said, well, I think I would be vomited too. Anything, you know, as far as the food, I can't not eat. I cannot swallow. And she said, go ahead and try it. Since you like it, it might work. So I did try it, and like she said, and for the following few months, my life depended on it.
So it's what you're saying, Molly, is you're mixing both of them together, and you're getting a fantastic reaction.
Yes, well, it tastes good, of course. I said, I like it before I got sick. And so from then on, it was a smooth sailing for my health. And and then after that too, I found a doctor who could diagnose me, and then had the operation, and now I'm back to Nikan.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, so that green is forever. You can not survive on other food, other green foods, you use the word, you tweak it a little bit and cook the Jay Guenzhang with something that you like, and then you have a lifelong journey with it, and it is wonderful.
Yeah, and so often we forget, Molly, thank you for mentioning that, and because so often we forget the power of a simple nutritional solution like Jay's, because it's not, and some, we often forget how little barley is in our diets today as Americans. You go back 50, 60 years ago, barley was in so many different things. And, it's just not there anymore. And it's a fantastic, fantastic whole food. And especially the barley that we get in the Jay Green diet. So can't encourage people enough to use it. I start my day every single day. That's what I do. You know, half a teaspoon, dumping it under the tongue. And it is absolutely, truly wonderful. Okay, we got time for one more comment.
Event, it's Bill Beck from Winnipeg.
You're going for two today, huh, Bill?
Well, you were very short last week with your post-game show. After the coach with the affirmations, I can't remember his name.
You're talking about, Colin, Gilmore.
Yeah, Colin. But anyways, I wanted to make a comment there. I had, I recorded an interview with the foremost authority on the subconscious, and I'm trying to find my recording. I listened to him on Coast to Coast. It was syndicated from Seattle, now it comes out of California somewhere. 12 Central every night for 5 hours. Amazing, amazing guest. Anyways, it's in the last year, I listened to this person, this authority on the subconscious. Our subconscious is very powerful. In what way it was explained, millions of units to our conscious mind, or 5 units. So our subconscious rules. We think of what we do with just a simple energy test and the power of the subconscious and what our subconscious is telling us. One of your guests, what he mentioned in about affirmations, there's a lot to be said for that. However, when I listened, when I remember from this interview, depending on the state where our subconscious is and our beliefs, and what has been ingrained in our subconscious, affirmations may not take effect.
Yeah.
Because of just what's been ingrained there for us as individuals. One thing that really struck me was that when we think of what we have in Nietzsche and humans being more, the powerfulness of just the kind of transformation that we can have in ourselves and including our subconscious. And so that really struck me, that the necessity of ourselves to have a change and not only, again, how we think, but what is holding us back. So I thought that was pretty interesting, just the possibilities. Your coach from last week has something there, but human beings more is really one thing that really drives us here in Nietzsche.
Well, and, you know, what we tend to downplay in our culture, because people write it off as, oh, that's touchy-feely, that new agey guru, you know, whatever, is we miss the value of the spoken word. And I've gotten to be adamant when I hear somebody say, oh, what was your name again? I'm terrible with names. I take a few minutes and see if I can save one more person from wasting away the rest of their life with that name. And what I simply do, and this is a little bit, I guess this would be borderline obnoxious, but I say, you know, you just said, you know, Patty, you just said that you're terrible with names. Why don't you stop saying that? Huh? It's usually the response I get. Or what do you mean, man? I said, you know, is that something that you want to live the rest of your life with? That you want to be proud of the fact that you say you're terrible with names? Why don't you just change that a little bit and speak into existence that, you know, I'm not the greatest with names, but I'm working at it. I'm getting better. And when you say it, that changes everything. And you can get better with names or get better with remembering things. But when you keep saying, you know, there'd be no difference than saying, you know, I don't know how to walk. I've never been able to walk. Well, wait, that's silly. Why would we do that? But yeah, Bill, you're definitely onto something. And folks, if you missed that interview last week with Colin, get it. Go on to his, if you're on Facebook, Friend Dream Training, or go on to Incredible, what I've read thus far. Very, very powerful. And another resource of the same nature, and I mentioned this last Saturday, is Cynthia Kersey's book called Unstoppable. That is a fantastic book. I read that years ago, and I reference that all the time. So anyways, gang, I've got to go. So thank you for those of you who asked such great questions and gave such fantastic comments, and look forward to joining you. If there's anything that I can do before next Saturday, give me a holler. And just as a reminder, the virtual expos commences in exactly an hour or 58 minutes from now. Check the email that Dave Johnson sent out. The link is there. Take advantage of it and tap into it. It's going to be a fantastic broadcast. I will talk to you guys next Saturday, if not before, and we'll go from there. So have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye, Vance. Thanks. God bless.